Your top stories on Blitz this hour. Arsene Wenger to bid farewell to Arsenal at the end of the season. The Nedbank Cup in focus for Kaizer Chiefs and Free State Stars. The Lions dominate the Waratahs in Australia. Shane Watson's ton leads the Chennai Super Kings to victory over the Rajasthan Royals. And the latest quarterfinal action from Monte Carlo.
Arsene Wenger will step down as Arsenal manager at the end of the Gunners' current season. Following consultation with the club, the Frenchman came to the decision with Arsenal set to miss out on a top four finish for the second season in a row, with their hopes of playing in the Champions League next season likely resting on winning the Europa League this season, with Arsenal to face Atletico Madrid for a place in the competition's final on the 16th of May. Wenger was first appointed Arsenal boss on October 1st, 1996, and has presided over 1,228 games for the North London club in all competitions, winning 3 Premier League titles, 7 FA Cups and 7 Community Shields in that time. While the 68-year-old was also the architect of Arsenal's Invincibles and a 49-match unbeaten run from the 7th of May 2003 to the 16th of October 2004, which included an unbeaten Premier League winning season, Wenger has come under fire by fans over the last few years for failing to land Arsenal's top transfer targets or not making squad changes at all, while the Gunners have not passed the Champions League last 16 stage since 2010. Prompting the former Nancy, Monaco and Nagoya Grampus 8 tactician to finally bow to calls for his exit after 22 years, ending his run as the longest-serving current manager in English football.
There was a sense of shock at the Emirates this morning. The end of an era at Arsenal, as Arsene Wenger announced he will leave the club at the end of the season after nearly 22 years as manager. An extraordinary period in the club's history, and Wenger has certainly left his mark.
When you look at Arsenal's history, we've always played good football. He has developed many young players, but we know what quality remains here. For the whole team and any of the players that have worked with him for years, you know what his strengths are as a coach. So we are very happy and proud to have had him.
Arsenal looks set to miss out on the top four for a second year in a row. But there can be no doubting Wenger's impact at the club, where he won 3 Premier League titles and 7 FA Cups. But how will he be remembered by the players?
Of course, when you win titles, you're happy. It's amazing to win them. You work your whole year to do that. We've had many nice moments. 3 times in a row, we won the FA Cup, and we're very proud of that.
Media outlets and the fans started gathering at the Emirates to react to the news this morning. His tenure has been one of many highs and lows, but how did the fans react to his departure?
I think he's been fantastic. I've always been Wenger in, so I'm a bit sad. But I hope that we'll win this European Cup and we can have a big party and say thank you.
Well, he's a great manager and I want him to end on a high, so I'd like him to win the Europa League.
We have to give it to him. FA Cups, Premiership, he gave us the best moments all the way, but, well, he has to go.
There's a Europa League semi-final against Atletico Madrid still to come this season. Wenger's last chance to win silverware as Arsenal manager. And what a way that would be to bow out at the club. The Frenchman could win his first ever European trophy.
Premier League action resumes on your World of Champions on Saturday with a doubleheader coming your way. West Brom face Liverpool while Watford go head-to-head with Palace. The action continues on Sunday with Arsenal and Man City involved. Catch all the action live on SuperSport.
Don't miss the semi-finals of the FA Cup taking place this weekend. On Saturday, Manchester United take on Spurs. And Sunday, it's Chelsea up against Southampton. Catch it on your World of Champions.
Leganes are looking to move up the table when they hosted Deportivo La Coruña in La Liga on Friday night. The visitors were more enterprising at the start of the match and should have had the opener 7 minutes in after Guilherme threaded a through pass to Lucas Perez, who couldn't beat the Leganes keeper. Chances were few and far in between in the opening stanza, and the next real opportunity on goal came the way of Deportivo in the 27th minute. However, Perez was again denied by the Leganes shot stopper. Deportivo continued to threaten throughout the second stanza, while the host struggled to fashion clear-cut chances. The visitors, however, were let down by their finishing, which resulted in the sides sharing the spoils in a goalless draw. La Liga continues on Saturday. Eibar and Getafe will get the action underway at 1:05 in the afternoon, while on Sunday Atletico Madrid and Real Betis will clash at 8:40. SuperSport 7 has all the live matches. The top half of the table remains unchanged, with champions-elect Barcelona 12 points ahead of Atletico Madrid. Real Madrid are third on 68 points. The draw sees Leganes remain in 14th place. They do move to 40 points. However, Athletic Bilbao have a better goal difference. Malaga are still rooted to the bottom of the table.
With the league title out of their reach, Kaizer Chiefs will turn their attention squarely to their Nedbank Cup semi-final against Free State Stars at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday night. Amakhosi coach Steve Compella, now in his final season in charge of the Soweto Giants, is desperate to end his three-year tenure with at least one piece of silverware. El Ocote is a club that Compella knows all too well. He made 136 appearances for the Free State side in his playing days before leading the club in two stints as a coach, the first from 2008 to 2009 before returning to the helm from 2010 to 2013. Compella's Nedbank Cup record in the past three seasons has not made for great reading, going out in the first round in his first year. Then in 2017, though, of course, he came unstuck in the quarterfinals, so making the last four of the competition this season Compella's best result to date. Chiefs booked a spot in the semi-finals of the Nedbank Cup after a 1-0 win over Baroka FC, while La Corte advanced courtesy of a 4-2 penalty shootout win over the National First Division side Ubuntu Cape Town. The Glamour Boys come into the game in Durban on the back of a 1-0 league victory over bottom-side Platinum Stars after suffering a 3-0 defeat to Chippa United the week before that effectively ended their title aspirations. Meanwhile, El Ocote, under the guidance of Luke Emel, who has been tipped to replace Compella Chiefs, have only suffered three defeats in their 15 outings in all competitions in 2018. One of those defeats was to Chiefs in a league game at Govel Park earlier this month. Free State Stars are currently fifth on the league table, just 3 points behind Amakhosi. Just like Chiefs, Stars also looking to end a long wait for some silverware dating back to 1994. While most of the attention will be focused on the field of play at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday night, some will cast their eyes on the sidelines, with both coaches chasing their first titles and ML possibly targeting the hot seat that is currently being held by Compella. Kickoff will be at 8:15.
The semi-finals of the Nedbank Cup take to the field this weekend. First up, Kaizer Chiefs face Free State Stars on Saturday. And on Sunday, Maritzburg United go up against Mamelodi Sundowns. Catch it live on your World of Champions.
It's Derby weekend in the Multi-Choice Disky Shield. You can catch the Free State Derby between Bloemfontein Celtic and Free State Stars, as well as SuperSport United's Tshwane Derby with Mamelodi Sundowns live on SuperSport 4 and 10 on Saturday. On Sunday, there's the Durban Derby between Golden Arrows and AmaZulu, and then the feature match sees Soweto Giants, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates square off.
The Emirates Lions began their four-match Australasian tour in Sydney, taking on Australia's best team, the Waratahs. And it took more than a quarter of the contest for fans to see the match's first try, as Kirtley Beale's gamble to claim an intercept backfired, leaving Madosh Tambwe to canter over the whitewash. That was the only score of the first half, but it didn't take long into the second half for the scoreboard to tick over once again.
Smith comes away. Quagga Smith, he's over! It is a try to the Lions.
Soon after, Harold Forster rolled over with his converted score, putting the South African side 19-0 to the good. Elton Yankees added three with his boot, and the cherry was placed on top of an outstanding bonus point victory by Marnus Schoeman.
Schoeman crashes through, and there's something to celebrate over lunchtime in Joburg. Fourth try. One-way traffic in the second half. The Lions, aren't they happy?
Vodacom Super Rugby began on Friday with the Highlanders proving too strong for the Blues and the Lions blanking the Waratahs, while there are four matches on Saturday topped by the 5-past-5 kickoff of the Sharks and the Stormers. The Lions' victory has moved them to the top of the Super Rugby overall standings ahead of the Hurricanes, who don't play this weekend, while the Sunwolves remain winless after their 7 matches with just 2 points on the board.
Johan Ackerman's Gloucester side welcomed the Newcastle Falcons to the King's Home Stadium in the first semi-final of the Rugby Challenge Cup on Friday night. The visitors got themselves on the front foot in the early exchanges as they mauled the ball over from a line-out for the first score of the encounter. The hosts were made to toil to get themselves on the board. They did so against the run of play. Woodward shrugging off a tackle before feeding Tom Marshall, who levelled matters. The Cherry and Whites took the lead after that as Billy Twelvetrees added 3 points from a penalty. The home side increased that advantage in the dying seconds of the first half, their forwards getting the ball over the line with a powerful shove to hand them a 15-5 lead. Ackerman's men tightened their grip on the match as Billy Burns found a gap around the ruck to canter over the line for a 15-point advantage. The visitors, however, cut the points difference down as they hit back just minutes later through another powerful maul, which saw Scott Lawson pick up a second try of the night. Twelvetrees, however, kept Gloucester out of reach as he slotted a pair of penalties to hand the hosts a 14-point lead. Ben Velocott confirmed Gloucester's passage to the final of the tournament when he raced away to add what would be the last try of the match. Twelvetrees converted to hand the hosts a 33-12 win, keeping Johan Ackerman's chances for a maiden title in his first season in Europe alive. The Cardiff Blues will host Pau in the European Rugby Challenge Cup second semi-final. Catch all the action from Wales on Supersport 1.